This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway? Well, apparently not total losers. We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Primetime on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that? We win, and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hour 2, Monday. Got Stockwatch coming up next in the news. My sources are telling me that it is hot outside.
Yes, it was very hot. I went to the old Indy race this weekend, and let me tell you.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, it was on Sunday. It was like 100 degrees, and then the asphalt. I would like to make the declaration that it was hot as balls. And the people that were out there, like, in the metal bleachers, just...
cooking?
Man.
Just roasted?
That is a dedication that I do not have. I was under a tent and in the shade and drinking the entire time, and I did not make it to the end of the race. It was, at some point, I was like, here they come again, and I'm going home.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
So we're talking about the preseason weekend.
Yeah.
I mentioned that there's a really odd quarterback room. I believe the oddest of odd.
Okay. Other than Cleveland, which is a strange room.
Where Cleveland is weird because they have two rookies and then a couple of duds.
And now you've added Huntley into the mix. And yes, someone is right. Someone said, when did he become Snoop Huntley? Yeah, he's a couple years ago.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, he's Snoop.
I had not heard that until this year, and I've seen that guy play plenty of football.
Yeah, it's Tyler Huntley, former Utah quarterback, but he just decided somewhere along the way, T-Bone! Hey, T-Bone! He's Snoop. So now he's Snoop Huntley.
Fair enough.
I'm talking about the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants kind of have a
strange
one.
That is the oddest quarterback room. You have a guy who sucks in DeVito.
Tommy, you forget, but Tommy Cutlets is still there.
You have a guy who sucks but has moments in Winston.
Being a man of increase.
You have a guy who used to be good but kind of sucks in Wilson.
And Mr.
You have,
Unlimited.
You have a rookie who they don't know if he's any good but hope he's good.
Yeah.
In Jackson Dart.
Who can't figure out tolls, but had a nice preseason game, and now everyone's like, ah, Jackson Dart's the guy.
But, I mean, wouldn't you want to be a fly on the wall in that quarterback room? I mean, Winston is a character.
Yes.
Wilson is an eye roll.
Yeah, but he is a giant character.
But apparently Dart, he can command a room.
Yeah.
And then you got Tommy Cutlets in there?
I'm not going to, and by the way, Russ looked good, and because he started that game.
Well, Russ will be their starter, probably.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, do you think Dart starts?
I mean, again.
How many rookie quarterbacks start week one? You got Cam Ward, is that it?
Cam Ward
Dable has said that Russ is their starter. He is their clear number one. But, I mean, that can change any time, but...
Coaches always say that.
He went 6-7. It was 28 yards. Like, I'm sorry, they're not... I find it hard to believe that they're just going to throw Jackson Dart to the Wolves. I mean, if he comes out and just absolutely is just rolling, maybe, but all four quarterbacks played, and they all played well. So while Jackson Dart was nice, 12 of 19, 154, Tommy Cutlets, 10 of 14 for 73, Jameis Winston, 7 of 11 for 62, all those had a touchdown, and then Russell Wilson was 6 for 7. He was kind of checked down Charlie, but there wasn't a single quarterback. So we are in this notion that, oh, well, Jackson Dart played well. They all played well. Nice game for him. So Jackson Dart will not be the starter week one. Cam Ward will be the starter. It looks like Tyler Shuck may have a chance to be the starter in New Orleans.
Is that it for rookies?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
There weren't that many big name rookies.
Yeah,
unless Shadur starts for my Browns.
I mean, look, weird things can happen, but no, Shadur Sanders will not be starting.
It's not going to be Quinn Ewers, like you said. What was he, like 5 of 18?
God, yeah. He's terrible.
So yeah,
didn't see it, but it sounds like it was bad. You know what yours is giving off?
What do you got?
He's giving off Josh Rosen vibes.
There you go. That could just,
you know?
Yeah.
Like Josh Rosen, I think he was 10th or 11th or something.
Yeah, he was high.
But there was kind of this whole thing about him the whole time. Like, I don't know. If you've ever saw a bus coming, it was Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Quinn Ewers is.
Yes. Quinn Ewers was...
He's just never been good.
No. Quinn Ewers is the guy that we were told... See, I would go down the road if he's Christian Hackenberg. Because we were told that he was good. At least Rosen in college had moments. We were kind of told that Quinn Ewers was always going to be good. And when you watch him, you're like, not really. And that's like Christian Hackenberg. They kept telling us that he was good. And then you watch him and you're like... And even with Shuck in New Orleans, I mean,
but Hackenberg was a second round pick.
Yeah,
was Ewers? I think third, fourth.
Ewers. What was he? He was late.
Was he super late? Late. Yeah, he was like sixth or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was super late.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. But Rosen was like top 10.
Yeah, Rosen was top 10 overall. So I'm looking here. Yeah, Quinn Ewers was in the seventh round. So again, he may not even make it.
So
team.
He almost didn't. That's wild.
Yeah,
that dude. Almost didn't even get drafted.
No.
After being projected as maybe the number one. Everybody's talking about Sanders dropping. We didn't talk anything about Ewers dropping.
No. And that's.
Or not dropping, but just his stock just falling over time.
And that's kind of my thing where it's just disingenuous. Like, Shadur Sanders was fine in college, but I don't know, he never won anything. His big moment was almost winning the Alamo Bowl, which he really didn't. BYU kicked their ass. And then he beat Colorado State. Quinn Ewers took Texas to the doorstep of a national championship, It's like
he won him that Arizona State game.
Yeah. And so the idea, and Quinn Ewers again had a lot of hype and was the number one recruit and all that stuff. And he went to Ohio State and transferred back and he was the guy. So we look at one and no one blinks an eye that Quinn Ewers falls into the seventh round, but we act like Shadur Sanders falling into the fifth round is some sort of grand conspiracy and that everyone hates him. And again, that's just not the way the NFL works. If a team thinks you're good, they will come up and they will get you. Maybe one of them turns into Brock Purdy and ends up being a starter, but it's just there's not vendettas in the NFL draft for 32 teams. Someone will come find you. But yeah, looking through this class, the only other one that looks like he has a realistic shot to start is maybe Shuck. Cam Ward is the starter in Tennessee.
Who's the starter if it's not Shuck in New Orleans?
Spencer Rattler.
Oh, God.
So that's why I said if...
Rattler.
I think Shuck has a... I think there's a realistic shot. They're speaking pretty highly of him down there, and they said he had the one bad pick. But outside of that, he played really well. 15 to 22, 165, pushed the ball downfield. He's had the one bad pick. So it's not like they feel any real affinity for Spencer Rattler. So I think Shuck has a realistic shot. I don't think Jackson Dart has any chance of starting right away. Maybe as the year goes on, Ward will be the starter. And then outside of that, it's all mid-round guys. Melrose, zero chance. Dylan Gabriel, Shadur Sanders, like Kyle McCord, Will Howard, Riley Leonard. None of them have a chance to start.
Yeah, but with Dart, though, we've seen this act before, dude.
Yeah, it could be week three.
It could be week three because coaches, particularly coaches like Daboll, whose jobs are on the line.
Yes. Yeah, he's desperate.
He's desperate. And the second Russell, especially in New York, second Russell Wilson throws three picks in a game.
Yeah, you got to go.
People can be like, put in the rookie, especially if he keeps looking pretty good in preseason.
Trust me.
They always start sooner than we think they will.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. Especially when there's some desperation. And if you don't think that Daboll is sweating those chubby little walnuts off, knowing that his head is on the block.
Well, I was wondering where you're going with that.
Yeah, well,
chubby little walnuts. Huh?
Yeah, and if you're Dable too, even if it's not a great season, let's say it starts off a little wonky, and you know you start off 3-5 or whatever, and you're like, geez, this is precipice time. Even if you lose games, but Jackson Dart comes in and has a really nice second half, you can kind of parlay that into, ooh, hey, look at what we have. We're kind of, you don't want to change coordinators. You don't want to change coaches. We can develop this kid. And while we're not going anywhere, look at what the second half of the season's like.
Look at the development, look at the growth.
Yes.
Do you want their first eight?
Is it good? Is it rough?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're at Washington.
Yeah, that last time I checked, Washington was pretty good.
At Dallas.
Yeah.
Host Kansas City.
Ugh.
Host the Chargers. Yeah. At New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was a winnable game.
Yeah.
Host Philly. At Denver. At Philly.
Yeah, it's...
Oof.
Dude.
Yeah.
Are they going to win two games?
I was going to say they might be 2-6.
It's tough.
God.
That's...
And we, you know, I mean, yeah. So you never know, but...
I know, but like I said, you start off rough, and then at some point you have... If
and then the Niners, by the way. I didn't even mention them, but they're next.
Yeah. If you're Dable, you may just be forced to go with it, even if you don't want to, because it's the... It doesn't do any good to get your teeth kicked in with the old guy when you know you won't be around to see the young guy play. It's the Rick Neuheisel thing. Like, dude, you got a freshman quarterback and you don't want to burn his redshirt and your ass is going to get fired? Yeah, you should probably play the redshirt kid and see if he can save your job. Something.
Right, later, we will get to the hottest new name in the NFL.
Ooh.
And his name's Blaze.
Blaze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trail cat?
Ah, no. Better.
Even. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Blaze?
Yeah, you haven't seen Blaze?
Blaze.
Mm. You're in for it.
Okay.
Be a household name soon enough.
That's right.
Blaze?
No, can't believe you haven't already heard of Blaze Chic. But we'll get to that later. Our primetime stock watch, we're buying and selling from the Weekend in Sports, is next on 105.1 The Fan.
It's primetime stock watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Yeah, their business is booming. 1-800-DIVORCE, I'm telling you.
People be tripping out there, man.
People be tripping, big suit.
I wanted to say something Preach. Else, but you know, I wanted to be fair. You know,
or say less. Isn't that what the kids say? Say
yeah,
less.
Say less. Well, everyone out there tripping. It's not just, you know.
Yeah, we all be tripping.
We all be tripping, man. It's wild times out there.
It's
man.
Hard out here for a playa.
People out there wilding out.
All right, let's go to Buck with today's Stack Watch.
Well, speaking of tripping, no one has stumbled more in the second half of this year's baseball season than the New York Mets, now losers of 11 of their last 12. Here's their manager, Carlos Mendoza, thinking that they should keep believing just because.
I'm going to keep saying we got the talent, we got the players, but until we start playing better and getting the job done, you know, we'll continue to believe in the guys, and we will.
Buy or sell, you should keep believing in the guys.
Yeah, of course, why not?
Yeah, what else you got to do at this
That's
point?
That's a good roster.
It is. It is a good roster.
I mean, come on. Though, no one cares who is struggling or even who is winning on August 11th.
Yes.
Okay? No one remembers it.
No.
No one cares.
They're not dead?
They're not dead.
Okay.
They're not dead. Look, the chances are they're not catching the Phillies after this.
Well, they're still in wild card position.
They're still in wild card position. And look, they got to be careful with that, too. The Reds are right there. But the Mets have a good roster. And it'd be one thing if you're losing every game like kind of the same way if there's a giant deficiency. But if you look through this losing streak, you know, there's new and creative ways. Some days, you know, you just, the pitching doesn't show up. Other days you can't hit. Runners with scoring position has been a problem all year long. But, you know, there's a couple of these games, when you look through them, they had no business losing to the Padres in one of those games. No business losing to the Giants. Like, they have found ways to lose games. And while it wouldn't be, like, it wouldn't be this great stretch for them, it wouldn't be 11 of 12. It probably should be more like, you know, you've lost 6 of 12. And this is a different, it's a different matter. So it's not good right now. it's a free-for-all. But you're right. Get into the postseason. See what happens. Get some guys healthy. I'm trying to be a more positive fan this year.
Look at you.
But look, it's not great.
You gotta be.
This is the team. There's no one new coming in.
You gotta be a little nervous. Yeah. At the same time,
we were mashing the panic button on Friday, weren't we?
Oh, plenty of time. Oh, well, he is.
I mean, he.
I wouldn't.
I've mashed the panic button, but now I'm trying to.
I would tell
my
you this: if you're gonna panic in New York, it's the Yankees, not the Mets. That's the team to panic.
That's fair. Let's
do like, that. If I'm a Yankee fan, I'm panicking. Yeah. Mets, I think I'm like, I'm a little trepidatious, but I think it'll be fine. Yeah. Although I will say,
let's do that.
The old Mets. In Springfield. Oops, sorry. They're eating. misfire. I will say the Mets starting pitching. Boy, outside of Senga, do you have confidence in any of those blokes?
Well, Peterson actually goes deep in to the...
Yeah, but I mean, when in the playoffs...
No, but the bullpen... I mean, they went out and they bolstered the bullpen. Look, the answer... You want me to hit the panic button? The answer is I have no confidence in anyone, but I'm being a positive fan this year.
Well,
so take your stock, roll it up real tight, and cram it.
Well, you could just sell it.
I thought they were better.
Mets.
I thought they were better last year. I thought they had a real chance last year, and they failed miserably again. This year,
they ran into the Dodgers.
This year, they don't look. They don't have that same look. They don't look. They just
see. And
I
thought they did earlier in the year. I really did. I thought this was a really resilient team. And
I don't know.
I hate to say it. This is the second stretch. But this, I'm not kidding. This is like the second stretch where they've lost 11 of 12, and you're like, Jeebus. So if you can survive this,
they're
stabilize
still like
it.
Eight games over 500. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's. Yes, I'm panicking. It's time. I've mashed it. I'm hoping that something can click here. It's a better roster than 11 of 12. It's a good roster they've assembled.
Well, let's go over to a real sport, golf. Tommy Fleetwood,
it's about time.
This weekend, if you're not familiar, it's been kicked up again this year because Tommy Fleetwood has not ever won a PGA Tour event. He is 34, and he's the only person to ever eclipse $30 million in tour earnings with having never won. He had a 6-shot lead at one point this weekend and still found a way to not close the tournament. Here's what he said afterwards, being a stand-up guy and actually talking to the media.
Yeah, you just have to keep all these experiences, you know, and these close calls. Like I say, there's no point in making them or allowing them to have a negative effect on what happens next. I mean, what would be the point? It was a great week. I did a ton of good stuff. And as disappointed as I am, I have to find, you know, the strength to make it all a positive experience and hopefully next time, you know, go again, put myself in that position again and we just go again.
Buy or sell, Tommy Fleetwood will ever get one.
A tournament?
A tournament win.
Yeah, he'll win. He'll win a tournament.
Yeah, he'll win one.
I like that attitude. He's got a good attitude. Hell of a nice guy.
He's got a great
attitude.
He's
got a great head of hair and more importantly, he's got $31 million.
You know what they call him?
Fairway Jesus.
I've told you about this. They call him the Hammer.
He's the Hammer. Oh, I like Fairway Jesus
I'll
better
give
than
you,
the
I'll give you a few reasons why, or give a few guesses why they call him the Hammer.
People know?
People know.
Go Fairway Jesus, a.k.a. the Hammer.
If you think it back to all of the guys who we say this about, they've all won.
How are you that good and not win a tournament?
Well, but this is the thing.
Yeah.
It happened. Tournaments are hard to win. These fields are very deep, and there's probably an element of choking a little bit, but you have the more you go through that and the more you're in that position, the better equipped you are the next time. He has come really close twice in the last, like, 3 weeks. He'll win a tournament. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins, like, an open championship at some point, but if you think about all the guys that they say, oh, is he ever going to win? This was a thing about Phil Mickelson, for heaven's sake, and he's won a million tournaments. This was a thing for Ricky Fowler. He's won. Cam Young had this. Just won by like 15 shots the other day or something, right?
How long do you think it takes then?
I mean, I think in the next couple of years, Tommy Fleetwood wins a golf tournament. He's playing really good golf.
He's Hell, playing he might great win. Right now.
He might win this week.
He's like 30-something, right? He's
34.
Okay, he's got time.
Fine. Yeah.
And if he doesn't, oh well.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to my $30 million
life. Yeah,
and
he's still got that hammer in his pants.
And he's still rocking a hammer.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're gonna not trade places with Tommy Fleetwood? I mean, my God. I trade with that hair alone.
I think he married like his high school sweetheart or something.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. Believe me.
He's a good dude.
I looked it up and
I know, but he's just a good down home English fellow.
You don't think that Claire appreciates it? I bet she does.
Well,
I guarantee she does.
I just saw I know he's a handsome guy, and he made 30 men, so in my head, I was like, dude, I guarantee that dude's got an
He's going to be with one of those golf hots.
And then you're like, okay. But she's a lovely woman.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
I'm sure she's great. Great fam. Yeah. I'd like to tip a glass of wine with Tommy Fleetwood.
Okay. He's got a lovely little British accent there.
Yeah, it's very fun. Nice. Very Have you heard of his son?
I have not.
Oh, my God. He's adorable. He's like basically a seven-year-old version of him. Talks like this. Like the little kids speaking in the English accent.
It's great.
It's just delightful.
Yeah, big fan. Big fan.
Well, as promised earlier, we do have some Shedeur Sanders audio. This coming after his debut with Cleveland Browns.
Well, I say I'm comfortable with being uncomfortable, you know, so that's what it is. You know, I got pockets of finding my rhythm, and I got to get into that quicker, regardless of anything. But overall, I feel like me out there, you know, and I couldn't do it, of course, without the time. I couldn't do it without the play calling. I couldn't do it without anything. So I'm just thankful to even be able to have, you know, the joy of just being on the field overall, then carrying the responsibility of doing the right thing, you know. So that's two badges under my belt already, you know, that I got out there. I feel like we operated the huddle really, really good. So it's just the small details that of course we practice on and we talk about. And I'll say, of course, towards the end, I'll say we got a little sloppy, and we overall gonna finish it up, and that's gonna be a point of emphasis going into this next week. But I was just thankful just to share that moment with everybody.
Buy or sell, Shedeur Sanders will be a starter for someone at some point in his career.
I mean, starter? Yeah, he'll start games.
He will.
You know,
I'll buy that.
Sure. I mean, I don't know. Sweet. I mean, that's a broad term. There's a lot of starting quarterbacks in the league that are not great. I don't think he will ever.
Well, and there are injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, what if they go Flacco and Sanders and Flacco gets hurt?
Yeah.
He starts next week?
Exactly.
I mean, it's so just, I just he'll start somewhere.
I just think there's a reason why the NFL did not think much of him. He passed his first test with flying colors. Again, against backups of one of the worst defenses in the NFL. There's going to be growing pains. Everyone give the kid some grace. People want him to fail. People want him to succeed. There's a long way to go, but there's talent there. And I think he proved that there is a place in this league for him. Whereas it's a full-time starter, part-time guy, a backup, whatever. At some point, I'm assuming he gets a crack to be a starter in this league, because there are a lot of guys that are way less talented and with less intangibles that have ended up being, quote, starters in this league. You know, you think about how many guys have been starters. And I guess if you're a starter for like 10 games, does that make you a starter?
Didn't like that Peterman guy start?
Nathan Peterman. Yes.
That's the worst quarterback I've ever seen.
There you go. So Shedeur Sanders at some point will be a starter. Whether he hangs and stays there,
who knows?
We'll see.
All right, there's your Stock Watch each Monday, brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next. Will today be the hottest day of 2025? And the world's ugliest dog is from Oregon. Here's Buck.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Like the flip way, I was doing some digging into Mrs. Fleetwood. She was his manager.
Claire.
Yeah.
She was his,
financial.
Oh.
Yeah. Claire Bear was, she was working with his brother. I guess Tommy's brother is a wealth management agent sort of thing. And Tommy came on to the Claire Bear and was like, hey, why don't you manage this? And she was like, no. She said she rejected him because of the age difference, and Tommy would not stop.
Wow.
Tommy kept coming.
Lad.
He's relentless.
He knows what he wants. He wants to be batted around like that ball of yarn. He wants the cougar den, and eventually he wore her down, and here we are.
About that.
23-year difference. Good for him.
Me being married to somebody 73.
Well, but at the same time, we don't bat an eye when guys do this. With 23, we're like, all right, well, good for her for landing a fairway Jesus, a.k.a. the hammer.
We don't bat an eye when guys do this. At the same time, you got to admit, this is kind of unusual where the guy is he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And yet is married to a woman 23 years older than him. Like, that's a pretty, give me another example, a high profile or celebrity example of that.
It's tough.
Is there one?
Most of the time guys are pigs and they go for young hots with big tops. And, guys with money tend to go younger and...
This is a one of one.
Well, I will say there are some, you can look them up. They're not necessarily famous, but there are a lot of old socialite ladies that do go with the male gigolos. They're just not really high profile. Madonna.
Who's she married to?
Madonna is always with young dudes. And Madonna's in her 60s.
Yeah, but that's different because she's the rich one. Tommy is the rich one, or was the rich one.
This is a one-off. It's not, this is rare.
Very rare.
This is very rare.
It is August 11, 2025. It's time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you so much. Thank you. It is brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. It is Presidential Joke Day.
It writes itself.
I have concepts of a plan.
Damn right.
Everyone's laying out on me here.
Tua Tagovailoa.
I just was going to let
the farmer guy that there's ever been.
That's going to let the man speak for himself.
The appropriate response would have been,
that's a big deal. Thank you very much.
He doesn't need me chiming in on this.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that. Let's get the hell out of here.
Can you play my favorite one at least? Can we skedaddle? It's my favorite one.
You know the word skedaddle? It means skedaddle. Somebody said skedaddle.
I love that.
You know the word skedaddle? It means skedaddle.
Caravans. I think I came up with that name, but somebody did.
It's also National Face Mask Day.
Football face mask?
Nope.
Or like beautification cleansing face mask?
No, like COVID, dude.
Oh, Fauci, mask up.
Fauci crap.
That's never worked because of my beard. I don't really... Can't really get a seal when you got a big beard. I have that problem when I go snorkeling as well. Doesn't the beard prohibits certain activities like wearing masks?
Will today be the hottest day of 2025? It would need to top yesterday's temperature.
Dude, yesterday was hot as balls.
It was 99 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
And Jace, I just checked the official primetime weather app.
Talk to me.
The current temperature is 98 degrees.
Look at
on
that.
Fire emojis.
So we've
so
got,
close.
We could get there.
It's not going to get any hotter at 5 o'clock, is it?
It can.
Yeah, it can.
Well, it can. I mean, yeah. You know. That is one of the, I will say, as a Midwesterner out west, it is odd to me that it gets hot so late here.
Yeah.
Because normally the hottest part of the day there is like noon.
Yeah, midday.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it'll throw you for a little bit of a loop because it can be like 79, 80 at 11 o'clock, and then you're like, oh, that's not that hot. And then you're
by
like, oh,
5, it's nice and cool.
You're like, look at that.
Although it says feels like 99. How about that? 98 feels like 99.
How about this? It feels like it's hot as balls. It's light, comfortable, breathy clothes weather. Is
your
what
balls
it is.
Jiggling?
I got in my car today after it had been sitting in the parking lot for a little bit. Wow. That's just one of those, like, it's suffocating.
If they get a bad back, they die.
The world's ugliest dog, 2025, has been crowned. It's a little 2-year-old named Pachula.
The one that was it last year's? There was one that ended up being like a big star. It was in Deadpool versus Wolverine, and that thing ended up being like a Hollywood star.
Oh, Petunia, sorry, not Pachula. Petunia. Yeah. Petunia is from Oregon, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right here. I see it on the... She was on the Today Show.
She's not that ugly.
That's the ugliest dog?
Yeah. She's like a French bulldog, but she's hairless.
She's hairless. That's really the ugliest dog?
Well, yeah, she won.
That's BS.
She beat out 9 other dogs.
Look at the one that was in Deadpool. Look up Deadpool ugly dog because that
was... Well, that's last year's ugly
dog. I'm sorry. Yeah, Petunia's pretty normal looking except for the lack of hair.
Now, I will say that the nipples and the lack of hair, it kind of makes it look like a bat.
But even so, usually it's something with like a wonky eye or snaggle teeth
does look like a bat.
It's kind of adorable in
she
a
was
weird
described
little
as
marmot
a,
sort of way.
She was described as a mix between a Yoda... A hippo and a bat.
Yeah.
You see it?
That's not...
But she's from Eugene, and she has quite a story. So she actually does not have an owner. She does not have a home.
Oh, really?
Really, Jace?
She will after this. I guarantee
Guaranteed. That
hipsters everywhere will be lining up to adopt her.
So Petunia is a rescue dog, and she was in a situation... So she's cared for by Lovable Dog Rescue in Eugene. And her handler, I think her name is Shannon Nyman, is a volunteer there. And she said that she was rescued from a backyard breeder situation in Las Vegas where the owner was hoarding like 50 dogs and they were all living in crates.
Sure.
So Petunia is hairless because of the unethical breeding practices that they had to endure there. She basically lived for 2 years in a crate, but they got her out of there. And she now gets daily coconut oil treatments, and she goes on long walks, and she loves basketball.
Yeah, she looks adorable. Is she a Blazer fan?
Apparently she likes LeBron. I don't know. But
that dog is in... This is so stupid. This is like in the movies, like well, she's not that into you or whatever, where they're like, oh my God, I got an idea. You have to take the ugliest girl to school. The ugliest girl at school, you have to make her prom queen. And, like, you end up having to take, like, her glasses off and, like, a barrette out of her hair. And then it's like, she's hot. That dog is fine. That dog's not ugly. Look at ugly dog winners, and you're telling me that Petunia belongs on that list?
No, Petunia's a looker by comparison.
Exactly. If she had hair, she wouldn't be... This is
I think she's adorable as is.
I would take that dog tomorrow.
She's cute. And so she goes back. They're saying that she's coming back to Oregon. She's going to go back to her friends, probably go for a long walk in the woods. And they added that the rescue is going to launch Wonky Dog, which is going to be a for-profit LLC for animal philanthropists raising money for rescue dogs that are kind of odd like her.
Is she going to be available for adoption? Or are they keeping her as a the poster child for
I'm guessing they want to adopt her out.
I don't think so. I think this dog is going to be used to raise money.
She's a mascot now.
She's a mascot. Because if you put that dog up for adoption, it would be adopted in 8 seconds.
Yeah, definitely.
You would, even if she wasn't famous, if you put that dog up for adoption. Like, everyone wants a French bulldog.
Have a bidding war to raise more money for pet adoption.
Yeah. No, she's going to, the handler's keeping that thing. She's going to have an Instagram account. It's going to be a TikTok star. That dog's on easy street.
Now to Dinky.
Oh.
Who was stolen. Stolen Dinky is back home. That's next on The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, this is in the news for August 11, 2025.
Did I catch an April in there?
Yeah. Well, a, you know.
Niner? Wuggy tuggy?
An Arizona dog named Dinky.
Yeah. Little Dinky.
Little Dinky was stolen after Dinky's guardian died. But 4 months later, Dinky has been found, and Dinky was in Ridgefield, Washington.
Go figure. By the way, what kind of D move is it to steal a dead dude's dog?
Right.
Come on.
Dinky was reunited with family this week after he was located in Ridgefield. Family members had spent months circulating his photo on social media trying to spread awareness of their story in hopes of bringing the Dink home. The dog's guardian, Steve Cowley, died in Arizona in April. Callie's sister, Rhonda, said her brother had rescued Dinky and cared for him for a decade. He did everything with him. He loved the dog. She said everywhere her brother went, Dinky went.
Oh, yeah. There's photos of Dinky, like, on paddle boards and
Dinky's
sunbathing
awesome.
With him. Yeah,
He's got sunglasses and a hat on.
Yeah, Dinky's the man.
He'd lay on his chest as he floated on the river. But After Cali died, Beltran said a woman falsely claimed to be his wife gained access to his home and stole everything, including Dinky.
Yeah, lady's terrible.
They did a huge social media campaign trying to find her. They found out she went to Washington. They did a bunch of social media posting there. They figured 4 months later, they figured they wouldn't be able to find her because it had been so long.
No, after 4 months, you're assuming that the dink is no more.
But yeah. Then on Monday, they received a phone. This woman, Beltran, Carlos, received the phone call that she had been waiting for. An animal rescue group in Washington took Dinky in after the suspect in Callie's case got arrested.
Yeah.
So the social media campaign worked because the Humane Society, or wherever they took him, put two and two together.
Yeah, it used to be that you just put up flyers, and now you actually can reach people, because I don't know if putting up flyers has ever worked in the history of animals or flyers, but now with social media, you know, you get these rescue groups that check them, and someone shares, it's a lot easier than, you know, having to stop by a light pole, which, by the way, the olds in my neighborhood still put up those missing animal posters all the time, and I feel terrible for them because the animals aren't coming home. But in this case, that's a great story that it worked out for them.
Yeah, the Dinkster. You gotta love that. A little feel-good story for you guys.
Yeah, because that it did seem like a really cool dog that had been with that guy for a long time.
We need to get Dinky and Petula together. Or Padula.
Padula?
Petunia.
Petunia. Yeah, let's get them together.
Well, I'll say this. Dinky isn't any more attractive than Petunia was.
Dinky's a little fat.
Yeah, but you know what? Fat dogs are just living good lives.
Dinky's a little donkey.
He's a little thick. He's a little thick, but that just means he's well cared for, right? Nothing wrong with a few extra pounds on your pooch.
Guys, that's it. That is it. No more. I will give you no more today. That's all we have time for.
Well, tomorrow.
I'm very sorry.
There's more news to be had tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
We're going to stop.
We are going to stop.
Tomorrow I'm going to tell you that homicides are down in Portland.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you that.
Well, that's good.
Now, will you believe that? And will I have data to back that up? That's the question.
Yeah. I saw the aftermath of a homicide just last week.
All right.
I was trying to get some chicken, and you see where some dude ran over some people on a sidewalk.
Yeah, that was this last weekend.
Yeah, no, it was like on...
It was the bridge pedal.
No. This was like Thursday of last week. Wednesday, Thursday, something like that. Yeah, someone at a Popeye's parking lot. I was on my way to get some chicken, looking for lunch in all the wrong places on MLK, and someone ran over a couple people. One of them died. On the plus side, like, I didn't know this. You know what's six blocks down from that Popeye's on MLK?
Carl's Jr.
Another Popeye's.
Really?
Yeah. Just... I was like, well, I'm not getting my spicy chicken today, so I just kept driving. Figured I just would go down to Broadway and then take a right to go to work. Couple blocks down, another Popeye's. Pulled in.
That's a strange bit.
Got myself some chicken.
So when you forget something at the other one, can you pull into the other one six blocks? You know, like you're going that way, and you're like, oh my God, there's a...
Yeah, can you be like, hey, the other place didn't give me my sauce?
Yeah, they didn't give me my honey mustard.
Look it up. It's not far.
I'm not going to look it up. I'm going to take your word for it.
I bet they don't do that.
You don't think so?
No.
That's exciting.
Hey, the other day I did the Starbucks app where you just order ahead, you know?
Yeah.
And I did it to the wrong one by accident, and I went in there, and they were great about it. They were like, no, here, nope. They said, don't even worry about it.
I kind of want to try this now at the Popeyes. I want to show up and be like, hey, I got shorted a couple tendies.
I think what would happen is a couple people would try that idea, and suddenly the second Popeyes would be out of business. Hmm.
You know, I was going to do this for the Seen and Heard in Portland.
Or the second one's just a front for drugs.
It's possible.
There you go.
You know what was coming? You know what guy was coming out of the second Popeyes? And I didn't know this was real. Did you know that, like,
there's... Howard Schnellenberger.
Pimps. Like, you know when you think of, like, a stereotypical pimp? Like, I didn't know that pimps dressed like that.
Like a top hat or something?
No, my man, and this was like, it was like 80-something degrees, and my man comes out of the Popeyes, and he was holding a big bag of Winco groceries and then a giant bag of chicken. And by the way, I didn't know they had bags that size for chicken. It was like a shopping bag full of chicken. And then he had on the three-piece suit, right? He had on the gaiters, a bunch of jewelry on the outside, And then he had the big hat, the fedora, like tilted to the side with a big feather in it.
Hell yeah.
And then he had the camel hair. It wasn't Meek, but he had like the camel hair coat slung over his shoulders. And then he had not one, but two portable speakers hanging from his neck with his theme music. And then he left the Popeyes and walked down MLK just feeling the beat. And I was like, I'll be damned. Saw that all in one fail swoop. Saw some cops, saw the sheet, had to go around it, got some chicken, and found out that there is indeed what I would assume is a real-life pimp in Portland.
That is in the news August 11, 2025. When we return, we'll get back to our NFL preseason weekend sports talk. And how about them New York baseball teams,
yeah? Yeah, do we have to talk about that?
No, we don't. We could pivot and go to Cal Raleigh if you'd like.
It's
something
sad.
More feel good.
It's sad right now. What's going on in the Big Apple?
So those items coming up next hour here on 105.1 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.